bring greater help to our citizens.
Political deal. It's not a Republican idea.
Georgia and Russia and Great Britain and France and Germany.
60% of his former annual GOA
radio.
Turn on my NOAA radio.
Pop
weapons free peninsula.
Radio.
Path of fancy financial
footwork. The initiative.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Faster now more than ever.
Saddam Hussein could have completely and immediately disarmed.
Any sound comprehensive energy policy must.
I'm your host, Ismark Bob. He's trench feeder makes a radical, independent, uncensored audio insurrection that I can sent, pirate, or down.
I'm committed to reducing the amount of nuclear weaponry.
I understand that one young man has returned from the war zone.
The Iraqi regime will disarm itself, or the Iraqi regime, or the
Iraqi regime,
the Iraqi regime will disarm itself.
Utterly out of control.
United States.
Thank you all. Let me tell you something. Terror. Terrorists. Terror. Terrorists. Love somebody like you'd like to be loved yourself. Ties to terrorists. Protect us. Every ounce of our power.
Every weapon.
Protect us.
Terrorists.
Do your duty.
Strong.
See, we saw
terrorists.
Protect us.
Dizzy Gillespie on the horn. 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 Dizzy Gillespie on the horn.
We do expect Saddam Hussein to get rid of his cheeseburgers.
And that's what we expect. Terror. Terrorists.
All right, let's go get some coffee.
Ties to terrorists.
Cold-blooded killers.
Protect us.
Mass murder on a massive scale.
Cold-blooded killers.
Protect us.
And I'm not going to forget that lesson,
James Brown.
Protect us.
As Stevie Wonder would say,
without the least bit of hesitation.
Military force is always necessary to keep peace.
Probably wasn't supposed to say that.
Let's play Follow the Leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
You do what the leader does. If he hops, you hop.
If he skips, you'll skip.
If he crawls, you crawl.
If he scoops, you scoop.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
You do what the leader does.
Further delay is intolerable. Got to act. The House has acted. Must act. Our nation is at war. And Congress can act by giving me authority. It's time to stop talking. It's time to start acting. And in the integrity of corporate America. And right now, that confidence has been shaken. Keep a tight hand on taxpayers' money. Excessive government spending is a drag and or will be a drag. I know that this, but we must not be distracted. The agenda is full, the time is short, and the nation is watching. In the coming weeks, I'll continue to focus on finished business. Let me start by telling you that I think it's the few that have stained the, that have created the stains that we must deal with. But let me just put it to you this way. And that's what, and I think that'll help restore confidence to the American people. Listen, markets were roaring, capital was everywhere. And as you know, you've had to suffer through many of my speeches, but because I'm very worried about a country that has, could conceivably lose confidence in the free enterprise system. Destroy the trust. I think there are some who, to whom that vaccine might be fatal, and I worry about that. I worry about. I can't remember if it happened in 1998 or not. I mean, this is recycled stuff. And I guess that's the way it's going to be. You know, I still haven't figured it out completely. But nevertheless, there is no case. And that was the case. But nothing has changed. And the nothing that changed. And there's no there there.
Very tricky.
Has been fast to act. I meaning that they thought he would do take or whatever the lawyers call it. And I want to remind you all in your that. And could have doubled his or her money.
Do what the leader does.
All these questions, and again, I repeat to you the summary. I,
I don't know if the man's living or the man's dead. And we're making good progress. We're disrupting networks. But this is, and these are like, they kind of hide and order things up and hide again. And I don't know. Tracks action. Aren't, as one would expect, to make the and let me finish. And that's how the system is supposed to work. But all I can tell you is that in the corporate world, sometimes things aren't exactly black and white. It's I think people. A board make it harder to enforce rules and regulations, not easier. If it creates confusion as to who is in charge of what, but I'm confident we can work that out. I am. I also to allow for more freedom of movement. I haven't had the briefing yet, but I believe some progress is being made. Will give us all confidence. Without stealing the money. And I believe we're making some progress there. See, I would hope that everybody got the message that we all have responsibilities to fight off terrorist attacks. Yeah. I mean, but it's a frame of mind. We take lives, I actually didn't read the whole story, flexing some know-how muscle. But there's all kind of, I recognize there's speculation out there, but people shouldn't speculate about the desire of the government to have regime change. All aspects of reviewing all the tools at my disposal. But it's, in my remarks to the American people, I remind them I'm a patient person. It was put in place to clean up a mess. Got his uniform on. And I'm going to, since I am the decision maker,
do what the leader does.
Pop Defect Radio.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
People think I'm a moron, what if they only knew the depth of my evil genius? And I can be stupid whenever I need to, yeah. In my midnight confessions, I reveal my imperial secrets. I'm the master of misdirection, with a few intellectual defects. There's a little rubber moon I keep in my hand. You better understand. If and when I should push it, the warheads will fly. Kiss the planet goodbye.
I'm a threat to the American people.
Busy day at the White House. We're planning World War III.
I'm looking out for my corporate sponsors. I say I'll cut down, but I'm letting them run scot-free. In my midnight confessions, I reveal my imperial secrets. I'm the master of misdirection, with a few intellectual defects.
Volunteer for overseas, like he's indicated to the media, then one of the overseas areas would have been also blacked out. So since they weren't, I think it's pretty safe to assume that he checked, do not volunteer for overseas. So all his rhetoric is just more hypocrisy and lies. He was definitely draft dodging.
I don't think we need to be subliminal.
Here we are, the food on our family. Hold this nation hostile.
In 1994, there were 67 schools in Texas that were rated exemplary.
Well, sir, I ain't a for real cowboy, but I am one hell of a stud.
There is no malfeasance involved to account for a complicated transaction.
I know nothing, nothing.
Prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
Always chew your pretzels before you swallow.
Not a threat to the American people.
And to the C students, you too can be president of the United States.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I want to thank you all for such a warm greeting. This Thanksgiving, Americans are especially thankful for our freedom. And we are especially thankful to you, the people who keep us free. Every one of you is dedicated to sitting in a Taliban jail. America appreciates that sacrifice, and I make a promise in return. Across the world and across the years, we will fight these evil ones for the cause of fascism. I want to thank the governors, Governor Paul Patton and Governor Don Sundquist. They have no conscience. The senators who are here with us, they have no mercy. They're in our prayers this Thanksgiving. And we are especially thankful for the terrorists. I will always remember this as the day I ate turkey in a war against terror and evil. Piece by piece, under Taliban control. America has a message for the nations of the world. Make no mistake about it, we will win.
We can overcome evil with greater evil. I know we can overcome evil with greater evil. I know we can overcome evil with greater evil. I know we can overcome evil with greater evil. I know we can overcome evil with greater evil.
If it feels good, if it feels good, if it feels good, do it. Now America, now America's embracing, now America's embracing a new ethic and a new creed. If it feels good, do it. 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 Let's roll. Let's roll. Let's roll. Let's roll. Now, America, now America's embracing a new ethic and a new creed. Let's roll. Roll. Let's roll. Now, America. Now America's. Now America. Now America. Now America. Now America. Now America. Let's roll. cynicism. Deep in the American character, there is cynicism. Deep in the American character, there is cynicism. Deep in the American character, there is cynicism. Especially among minorities. 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 They're in prison. Minorities. They're in prison. Minorities. They're in prison. Minorities. They're in prison. If anyone doubts this, eagerly await the midnight knock of the police. People on earth yearn to be oppressed, aspire to servitude. People on earth yearn to be oppressed, aspire to servitude. Freedom's price. We send other people's children on missions
as murder.
America will lead during this time of war because we have known freedom's price. We send other people's children on missions as murder. And America needs to extend our country to every part of the world. And America needs to extend our country to every part of the world. And America needs to extend our country to every part of the world.
We never
lot separates from God's love.
Whatever. You know, you can tell a lot from Saddam Hussein. When I was president during the Gulf War,
taking every generation of the world has produced an industry,
but I
they have attacked America.
We can tell that from intelligence.
We have seen the images of fire and ashes.
It's not pleasant.
They give us strength for the journey.
I think they ought to take a hard look now.
We are free of home.
But whether we
in the commitment of our fathers is now the calling of America.
But whether we've gone too far for money, or women, you name it.
Last week, I stood up and declared, you know, the United States is attacked and all that. And, you know, the men and women who wear our uniforms, both active duty and reservists and National Guards people, are on notice. And we're going to find those those evildoers who attacked our country of barbaric people. I believe in the past there have been, you know, beaches to storm and islands to conquer. We've been able to watch on our television screens somebody's mom or somebody's dad, somebody's employee, or somebody's friend or somebody's neighbor. You know, there's no question in my mind. And last week, you know, I spoke clearly about our nation's policy, and that is we're going to slit throats of women on airplanes in order to achieve an objective that is beyond comprehension.
Hit me!
Campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. So get up and get down.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Somebody floats a rumor and then it causes you to ask a question.
Because people have got to know.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
We'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down.
Get fooled, we can't get fooled again.
There's not a minute to spare. Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
Get fooled, we can't get fooled again.
There's not a minute to spare.
Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
When you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I won't be there.
Pop Defense Radio. Pop Defense Radio.
Every Tuesday, 2 p.m.
here on 96.3 Freak Fucking Radio. www.freakradio.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Today, the gravest danger in the war on terror is the United States of America. It is not only repressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere. America remains by history and by choice a slave-holding society. Its goal is remaking the world, one heart and one soul at a time. As long as the United States of America is determined not to defend, but to conquer, to plot evil and destruction, I will live and lead by these principles and by the might of the United States of America. Set out to dominate the weak and intimidate the world.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
We are not open to negotiation or discussion. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. We have found our mission and our moment. War with great love. War never finishing. An age of terror, blackmail, threats, violence, cruelty,
politics, depression,
fear, and mass murder. In a world of chaos and constant alarm, no peace at all. America's gift to the world, the American people,
flawed and fallible people,
assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the victories to come. We know that God is not neutral.
Responsible citizens,
I urge you to kill all Americans,
all of us,
across the world, including women and children. We are enemies of freedom.
We are failures of love. Set us free.
The American flag reduces all the richness of life to a single destructive desire. Australia and Africa, Latin America, El Salvador, India, Iran, Mexico and Japan, Caribbean, Afghanistan, Great Britain. It could be you. We bring justice, patient justice, freedom, liberty,
pain of poverty,
aggression. War goes on. American justice will be done.
And this is my solemn pledge. The vulnerable will suffer most.
These problems will not be solved singing God Bless America. America's future is one of fear. In the name of Allah, help wanted.
Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
Oh no no, oh no no,
Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
Oh no no, oh no no,
Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
No 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 no,
Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
You better listen.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world.
I mean, even though you turn on a fog machine to bring the new pop star out like he's a heavy metal star or a wrestler, and then douse him in blood red balloons as he exits the stage, it's still, to me, a very chilling performance. I mean, he did not come across statesmanlike. He comes across as a spoiled preppy twit. Instead of trying out for the debate team as a freshman in college. I mean, there's just a very chilling vibe about him, to me.
I learned a lot. I'm a history major at Yale. I learned a lot of good history there. I love history, but most importantly, I made a lot of great friends.
I like to talk about me, and I'm glad others are talking about me.
Only in America could a guy like him even find work.
Whatever that means.
I did denounce it. I denounced it. I denounced interracial dating. I denounced anti-Catholic bigotry. The Bob Jones policy on interracial dating, I spoke out against that. No, I spoke out against interracial dating. I mean, I support the policy of interracial dating.
They say the two of you have very different personalities.
Oh, really? I talk, she listens.
Only in America would a couple like that be allowed to unite.
If you're a mother or father, and you've got children... I'm your dad, and I love you like a son.
Whatever that means.
I don't believe we think slavery is a good thing. As a matter of fact, slavery was an awful part of our American history. But for those of us raised in the state of Texas, it's just one of six different flags that has flown across on top of our... It's just a part of our history.
It is important to correct problems early before it's too late. I mean, you're asking me something I don't know all the details about.
I'm traveling with a man who is a great governor of your state. A man who set the standards and set the example for governors coming up such as myself. Please welcome Governor... I don't worry about making mistakes. I think people who worry about making mistakes on a campaign trail are people that are going to end up making mistakes.
Whatever that means.
Is this a 50 questions?
No, it's four questions of four leaders and four hotspots.
I haven't memorized every leader's name, but I know exactly how I want to lead the world to peace.
Can you name the president of Chechnya?
No, can you?
I would define the mission as to restoring Kosovo so the Kosovoans can move back in.
Prime Minister of India?
The new Prime Minister of India is, no.
After raising eyebrows 2 weeks ago by referring to Greeks as...
The new Pakistani general has just been elected. He's not elected. He's got to take over office. He appears he's going to bring stability to the country, and I think that's good news for the Senate.
Who's the name?
General. I can't name the general.
It is.
General.
Yeltsin, when he leaves, his handpicked successors, Prime Minister Putin, do you have any take on him at all?
I really don't. I will if I'm the president.
God bless America?
God bless America, yes. This being an election year, you know, they're wonderful people. Fine taxpayers. Do I know any stories about
them?
No, I don't. No.
One little one.
Very mundane people. But
well, give me one little story about Jamie.
Very boring. Very boring person. Only America would anybody call her mom.
Whatever that means.
Your resume up until... Age 40, not so.
Age 40, I mean, it's a father, little league coach, husband, Sunday school teacher.
Nice for the Kiwanis Club presidency,
no,
but not for the presidency.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more with you.
Mistake. Yeah, cocaine.
George. He said drug users shouldn't get a break. Well, if people should be punished for their sin, Cocaine George better turn himself in.
It is an honor for us to have this opportunity to hear from a great leader who cares so deeply about America. Mr. President, we all are grateful to you. We pray God's blessing upon you, and we pledge to you our complete, thorough dedication in achieving the largest crime scene ever to be visited upon Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Mr. President, and God bless you.
Well, John, thank you very much for those kind words, and I appreciate...
God bless you.
Thank you. Your strong leadership, it's...
We pray God's blessing upon you.
Thank you. It is a steady leadership, and it's a leadership that's good for America. I guess we call you General, and for that, I hope you're proud, and I'm grateful that you're willing to bring people to justice who commit a crime with a gun. By September of this year, of next year, 2002, we hope to have 200 new terrorists hired. That's our calling, and it's the calling of the 21st century. 200 new terrorists to help you stay focused on an important mission, and U.S. attorneys will work with state and local authorities in a focused and vigorous effort so we can find those, track those. In other words, on the one hand, I want you to find those, track those. And on the other hand, I want you to rally the threat of terror. That's one of our primary jobs. And it's one of your top priorities because it's one of mine. In many neighborhoods, there's too much gunshot wounds in America. And so I proposed a program called Project Gunshot, Project Crimes Committed with a Gun.
Thank you all very much. I'm honored to be here with the good folks at United Defense. I'm here to thank you for your contribution for the atrocious crimes they committed on the Iraqi people. The technologies and products developed here at United Defense have made our military second to none. Truth of the matter is, the greatest strength of our country is the hateful ideologies oftentimes found in the great military might of America. And as importantly, help destroy innocent life. And we are proud of those who have contributed just like the people right here at United Defense have done. New technologies allow us to redefine terror on our terms. You all are doing some amazing stuff here. I'm really proud. Proud of the workers, proud of the engineers, proud of the people who are keeping this country on the cutting edge. And we're still on the hunt. Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Operation Iraqi Freedom was carried out with a combination of precision and speed, boldness, and the cold murder of children. The cold murder of children. The cold murder of children. The cold murder of children.
The cold murder of children.
In this battle, we have fought for the cause of liberty. Our nation and our coalition are proud of this accomplishment. Proud of this accomplishment. Proud of this accomplishment. Proud of this accomplishment. The cold murder of children. The cold murder of children. The cold murder of children.
Protect our financial institutions from all those who want peace and security in the world. The functions of our government continue without interruption. And we stand together to win the war against freedom and all that is good and just in our world. I appreciate so very much the despicable acts of terror. Our military is powerful, and we responded with the very worst of human nature. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who want peace and security in the world. Resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. An opportunity for a deliberate and deadly way of life.
acts of terror.
I hate George Bush! I hate George Bush!
Fuck the USA!
I hate George Bush!
And then there's this.
Hoy los cubanos en todo el mundo celebran el 20 de mayo.
George Bush on Radio Martí haranguing the Cubans. If you think he sounds like an idiot when he's talking to us.
Muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
Out of the night, when the full moon is bright, comes a horseman known as Zorro. His bold renegade carves a Z with his blade, a Z that stands for Zorro.
Muchas gracias.
Zorro, so
que Dios bendiga a los cubanos. Quienes luchan por ser libres.
So look, I know this is an old joke, but I don't speak Mexican like the president, so el presidente. So let's bring in a translator.
Hoy los cubanos en todo el mundo.
Es libre unsere Bewegung. Es libre unser deutsches Volk.
Celebran el 20 de mayo.
Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber. Ist das eigene Volk.
Día de la Independencia de Cuba.
Und für dieses Volk. Und dieses Volk.
In las Américas. Que Dios bendiga a los cubanos.
Wollen wir ringen und wollen wir kämpfen.
Quienes luchan por ser libres.
Und niemals erlahmen. Und niemals ermüden.
Muchas gracias.
Wann folgen.
Not smart, a C student, and that's after buying his way into school. Beady eyes, kinda dyslexic. Can he read? No one's really quite sure. He signs stuff and he executes people. Maybe that's why he doesn't have many friends. Cocaine and a little drunk driving don't matter.